And welcome in here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. A chance to talk some softball here. And, well, that's good news because it means that it's still playing here as you're moving on to the state tournament. Atlantic's first ever trip to the state softball tournament. And first off, we'll start with head coach Sherry Hensman. Coach, first off, congratulations. Awesome accomplishment.
Thank you very much.
And great to obviously get that under your belt and get moved on here. And I guess what's this week kind of been like here for you guys? I'm sure it's been kind of a whirlwind since you got the win and you're getting a lot of attention. I'm sure doing a lot of interviews and doing a lot of preparation here as you get prepared for the state tournament. And the community support's been great as well.
The community's been fantastic. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Foundation that donated money in the bus ride for kids that want to go up to the game. It's just amazing that we're able to have that opportunity to get a number of people from Atlantic up to probably for the first time up to Fort Dodge since the team hasn't been there before, just to get a look at what the atmosphere is like at the state softball tournament. We go up every year with the team, and it's amazing once they get up there. So, yeah, we finished up the game, and you know, it was a little celebration and stuff on the field, and Brooke over here decided I needed a shower and threw the water on me. But and with some help from some others. But, you know, it was really exciting. It was a lot of fun. Once we got home on Tuesday, Tuesday was pretty much media day. There was interviews and phone calls and text messages and everything else from well-wishers and things. And I know I do, and I'm sure the girls as well greatly appreciate all of those things. And then Wednesday was kind of starting to get down to business after the excitement of the game had sunk in a little bit to start looking ahead to Davenport Assumption and the other teams that we're going to face in the 3A state softball tournament there. So, and then practice. We started Thursday, Friday practices. We'll practice this morning a little bit. Take maybe Sunday off and then head up to Fort Dodge on Monday. Monday we will practice up at Fort Dodge, then get ready for the game that is 1 o'clock at Fort Dodge.
All right, well, let's go back here a little bit and just to recap how you got there. It seems like it's been a really long time, I'm sure, for you guys, but last Monday, of course, your last game, that victory then over Kemper Catholic to be able to get yourself to the state tournament, and was a really tight, close game. It came down to the end of the ball game, and you got it done when you needed to.
Yeah, you know, it's we've played them. This is the third time that we would have played them. Fourth time, actually, that we've played them this year. And the first one, we won fairly easily. That these last three games have all been one-run ball games. And so you have two very close teams, two very equal teams together. And I think the difference probably, Allie in the circle a little bit, being able to hit her spots with the fastball and using the off-speed pitch, kept Kemper a little bit more at bay than what we had in games past. And then being able to get runners on base and then move them around as we did in the sixth inning. That's really kind of the big inning for us when we had bases loaded. Mackenzie Waters was running for Catherine here at third base, and then Gabby Dredall hits the ball in the gap where the shortstop has really no other option than to go to third base, and Mackenzie's able to cross the plate with what at that time was the go-ahead run, and then Allie pretty much shut him down with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout to end the ball game.
Yeah, so once you got that opportunity there, you got some runners on base, and all you really needed to do at that moment was get the ball into play, and Gabby was able to do that to get that run across you needed.
Yeah, and that was they had called timeout prior to that, and Gabby came down to the third base coach's box, and I told her all we need is a fly ball. You know, we'd had games with 10, 15 fly balls in them, and that's all we really needed. But on an 0-2 pitch, you kind of do whatever you can to get the ball in play, and she did a great job of getting it over there and bringing that to what eventually would become the winning run across the plate.
Well, and I know you mentioned it previously when you made your comments to me after the game, but kind of neat for a player like that that's in a unique situation here this summer that's without her family with her and, you know, just spending time with other folks here so she can continue to play and gets that big moment and gets it done.
And that's the nice thing about athletics, not just softball and not just that situation, but, you know, in general, teaching young ladies in this case how to deal with adversity, whether it's on or off the field, and coming away not just better softball players but better individuals as well.
Well, as you move on from that game, you know, what changes for you here this week? Do you just kind of keep doing the same things, working on the same things you have been all season as you prepare for state?
Well, you know, if you go all the way back, we've been practicing hitting and other things with the USSSA girls and stuff all the way back to February. So, I mean, it's we haven't really made any major adjustments to things that we do as far as practice and stuff goes. At this point, you know, we've been practicing for a number of months, so trying to make it a little bit more lively, adding some competition games. You'd be amazed at how competitive it becomes when I throw a malt out there as a prize or something like that. I know Michelle Obama might be upset with the nutrition factor there, but you know, it's just try to make it a little bit more fun. You know, it gets it is a grind throughout the course of the season. If you go back, it seems like a long, long time ago, like you said, but only a few weeks ago we were playing 10 to 12 games in 5-6 days. So it's kind of nice to be able to sit back and enjoy practice a little bit, and then also be able to prepare for other teams.
Well, and folks that follow softball here around the state and already know this, but for those that are just kind of casual fans following along with what's going on with the team as they move on to state here, you do play a tough team. Davenport Assumption is a tough squad. They've got a lot of players that they'll throw out there in different positions, and going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's the thing about going to the state tournament. There's no poor teams up there. So it's not like our weekend tournaments where you might get beat by a really good team and then you could turn around and find some other teams that maybe don't have quite the caliber of a level we have. But at Davenport Assumption, I think they're 39-4. They're rated second in the state. You know, them and Benton Community are really a kind of a, at the top. But pretty much everyone that we're going to face when we get up to Fort Dodge is one of the Elite 3A teams. So to be a part of that is huge. But, yeah, we know that they have a hard-throwing pitcher. She's based on the statistics and stuff that we see. ERA is very low. Teams aren't batting, have a very low batting average against her. They hit the ball. You know, I think the lowest average that they're going to put up at the plate is somewhere around 350, 360 against us. So, and they play a pretty tough schedule over there in the eastern part of the state, up and down the Mississippi, kind of a 4A, 5A type schedule. So, we have an uphill battle for us, but like we've said it in practice, that we're there, you know, and yeah, we get an opportunity. And in years past, we could only watch from the outside of the fence, and this time we get to actually participate on the inside.
Yeah, and that's what's fun about it. You get that opportunity there for just that one game. You know, that's all you need is that one good game to go out there to get yourself a chance to move on, and it's going to be a great experience for you no matter what happens. You're going to have three games to play.
Yeah, and you know, like you mentioned earlier, the community support. There's a big tailgate party planned at the soccer fields, which is actually on the northeast corner of the complex. AHS Fuel and Mr. Vargason have a lot of things lined up, games and prizes and food and all the donations and stuff that people have made to make that happen. So we expect a big crowd, and we're really looking forward to it. You can't wait to get up there.
Yeah, a lot of great support. It's been a lot of fun following the team along here this season, Coach, and we look forward to speaking with you one last time here as we get things wrapped up here coming up next week, but we wish you the best of luck here coming up this week at State.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Softball Coach Terry Hinsman. We'll speak with the players coming up next here on KJN. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Glass Company in Atlantic has replacement windows for install and do-it-yourselfers. No job is too big or too small. For auto glass, custom showers, residential glass, and windshields, call Atlantic Glass Company at 243-7712. For power lift hydraulic doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. Atlantic Specialty Care, their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Specialty Care. And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show here on KJN. And now we'll turn our attention not to the coaches, but to the players, as we've got three of them with us here this morning. We've got junior Catherine Leonard, along with sophomore Allie Anderson, and junior Brooke Newell here with us this morning as well. And guys, thanks for coming in here this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, this week obviously is had to been very exciting for all of you, and I guess I'll just kind of start and work on down the line here. But Brooke, this has to be a good experience. I'm sure you've had a lot of fun, soaking up the win a little bit and getting prepared to head to state for the first time that the school's ever had the chance to.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, I'm super happy for the community. They've been so supportive. Our coaches have been super supportive, and our team. I think we're just super excited, and it's just really fun.
Well, and talk a little bit about that game then last Monday. You're able to get that win. It was a tight ball game. I'm sure the nerves were starting to work a little bit down the stretch there, but a team that you were familiar with, so at least you had that comfort zone. When you got in the situation, were you confident your team was going to get it done there at the end?
Yeah, it was kind of like a grind through the whole game. We were always playing pretty close, but in the end, I just felt like we had maybe a little bit of an upper hand because, I mean, Kemper's a really good team, but all of our girls came through for us, and we came out with the win, so I'm just very excited.
Yeah, and obviously this will be a lot of fun as you get the chance to head to state. What have you been working on, and what do you know about your opponent here in Davenport Assumption?
We don't really know too much about it. I know some of our girls are looking up the pitcher, and I guess she throws like a rise and some other stuff, but she'll probably throw pretty hard, and they'll definitely have really good hitters, so it'll be a tough opponent.
Well, it should be a lot of fun, and we'll come back to you here in just a second as well. But we'll move on here to Allie Anderson here, the sophomore who's been doing the pitching duties here for Atlantic this season. And Allie, thanks for coming in here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
This obviously, same question. I guess it's been a fun experience. So what's this week been like for you?
It's just been really exciting. Like at practice, we're all pretty excited and just like, having fun together, and our community has helped a lot.
And you're obviously, as you work through the season, you get a lot of chances to get out there in the circle and practice your game and improve through the year. How do you feel like the season has progressed for you?
I guess we've just all, grown up a lot and, matured this summer, so that helps.
And when you're up there in the circle pitching and, of course, to a team like this that is going to be good, what kind of things are you focused on? What are you working through as the game goes along?
Just trying to focus one pitch at a time and just try to hit my spots really well.
Is there anything in particular that you think you have strengths at that is going to be something you can take advantage of there at state?
Our team's kind of like a big family, so I think that'll help a lot. So we'll work together really well.
Well, it should be a lot of fun to watch you guys play, and I know you're going to have some fun with it. We'll jump over here to Catherine as well, the junior. And Catherine, this experience for you, what's it been like?
It's been amazing. Just being with this team and being able to go to state has been something I'd never even dreamed of.
When the season started, did you guys feel like you had an opportunity to do something like this?
It was definitely in the back of our minds. We knew we were a competitive team, but having the dream come true is something to be cherished.
And the community support we've all talked about has been really cool this week to see a lot of people get involved and the opportunity for students to come and not even have to pay to get there and to get into the game. You know you're going to have some great support. That has to feel great.
It's fantastic. At that Kemper game, we had so many people there. It was kind of breathtaking to see. I never had thought that many people would even come to a softball game, let alone come and really support and be excited for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Coach Hinsman talked a little bit about doing some fun things here this week and shaking things up. what have you guys been doing, and what's the atmosphere been like since the win?
We've been doing some competitions within practice at the end of practice where we get in teams and we compete for malts or shakes or whatever it is, and it's screaming and yelling, and it's always crazy drills. Hinsman always has the most off-the-wall drills for us to do, so it's always fun to try to not screw this up.
Yeah, obviously a fun atmosphere. It sounds like you guys really enjoy being together, and that's an important part of a team. As the season's gone along, you guys really from the get-go had some pretty decent success, but there's been a few up and downs here and there. But I think have you felt like the team's been pretty consistent then throughout the season with having the ability to win games like this?
Yeah, even through our ups and downs, we had a slump there in the middle of the season, but we throughout the whole time, we were consistent with each other. We knew what our expectations for each other were. There was no back and forth with that. We've just always been there for each other.
And then what things are you going to be focusing on here when you come into that game on Tuesday there against Davenport Assumption?
Making sure that if I make a mistake, that letting it go. If someone else makes a mistake, be there for them, cheer for them. It's not about the mistake, it's what happens afterwards.
Yeah, that's always, I guess, always a big key in that in this game. You know, it's something you make a mistake, you got to move on because they're going to happen. There's a few of them here and there all the time, but being able to get past that and continue to play at a high level is always important.
Definitely.
Well, guys, this should be a great experience for you, I'm sure, you know, no matter what happens. But we do look forward to seeing how it turns out for you. We wish you the best of luck. And you guys have any final words or anybody you have to send a thank you out to here this morning?
Yeah, I just would like to thank all of our coaches, Hinsman, Michelle, Frank, and Danny Newell. I thank you for all the time they put into the team. Thank you to all the community that's supported us throughout this whole journey, and just AHS Fuel and Coach Vargason, just thanks for everything that you guys have done for us and our team.
All right, thanks a lot, Brooke. We appreciate you coming here this morning. Allie, anything to add?
Just thank you to everyone who supported us all season, especially our coaches. They were always there for us.
All right, best of luck to you. And Catherine?
Definitely. The coaches, community support has been awesome, and it's a big thank you to everyone.
Yeah, and all the radio stations, too. I forgot that. So, thank you.
Shameless plug, right? Thank you. We appreciate that. And we appreciate you guys coming in. It's fun to get the word out to everybody in the community. I know, just kind of the way things work when you get down to the end of the season, the interest draws up a little bit. And I know a lot of folks are interested in following to see what happens with you at State here next week. So good luck, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We appreciate them coming in. That's Catherine Leonard, Allie Anderson, and Brooke Newell. And that's going to wrap up our word here this morning on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We'll come up to wrap things up here in just a moment here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all of their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Darrell's Place in Hamlin, home of Iowa's favorite tenderloin. They also offer a full menu, noon specials, Taco Tuesdays, featuring homemade pies and salad, fast, friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Darrell's Place in Hamlin. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories. For all of your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys, located on the west edge of Atlantic today.
And welcome back here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we wrap things up. And we wanted to touch here on baseball as well. We'll hope to catch up here with and have a kind of final word on the season from Atlantic head baseball coach Trace Peterson coming up on next week's program as well. And of course, we'll be speaking with Coach Hinsman again, talking about wrapping up their season after they head off to the state tournament. But unfortunately for the Atlantic baseball team, their season did come to a close last night as they went over and played in Winterset in a district semifinal game against Glenwood. And they started that game at 5:00 last night. They came up short, 2-0 was the final score there. A team that they had split with earlier in the season. The last game they did play at home, though, they got a one-run victory against them, but not the luck they had this time around, and come up short with that 2-0 loss. And as I mentioned, we'll try to catch up with head coach Trace Peterson, of course, short time frame turnaround from last night in their game. So we'll catch up with him and hopefully have a word for you from him next week as we wrap up the season there for Atlantic baseball. But Atlantic softball, the season continues here next week. They travel up to Fort Dodge for that state softball tournament. And just a note for folks, if you are traveling there and you want to go check out the game, the complex there is the Harlan Rogers Park sports complex. So all the fields, if you look at the schedule, you're going to see some different field names that where the games are played, but all the fields are located in that same complex. So you're going to find the one location and everything's going to be there. But Atlantic will play on the Buena Vista University field against Davenport Assumption in their first game on Tuesday. 1:00 is the start time, so you'll get to check that one out. And then Depending on the result, then they will play once again either Wednesday or Thursday. The consolation bracket would be played on Wednesday, and they would play both games then on Wednesday if they fall into that side of the bracket. If they're able to move on to the semifinals on Thursday, then it would be an 11:30 contest in a semifinal game against either Solon or CMB, and that's one of those teams would be who they play in the consolation as well, depending on which goes what way. And then if they win that semifinal game, or even if they fall in the semifinals, they would play their final game then on Friday. The third place and first place games will be played on Friday there as well at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex there in Fort Dodge. So we hope a lot of folks get out and support them in Fort Dodge. And of course, the folks that can't make it there will be following them along back home here as well. But we appreciate their time and their words here this morning. Atlantic Head softball coach Terry Hensman, along with players Catherine Leonard, Allie Anderson, and Brooke Newell, who joined us on this morning's program as they prepare to head to Fort Dodge. And just a reminder as well that tailgate party that'll be going on beforehand, 11:30 to 12:30, the AHS Fuel Group is putting that on. We're going to have hamburgers along with some yard games to play, kind of tailgate atmosphere to have some fun before the game will get underway there. That's going to be at the soccer complex, which is just on the north east side of that complex. There's a separate parking lot for that complex, and that's where they'll have that tailgate. And then they will, of course, then move down to the fields then to get ready for the contest. Yeah, we'll start at 1 o'clock against Davenport Assumption. So those headed there get a chance to enjoy that also. We thank you for joining us here on this morning's Coach's Show here on KJN, talking a little softball and baseball for you here on the station where your friends are. That'll wrap things up here this morning. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.